After about 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, my mother said, well, Philip, what are you going to do with the saxophone? I said, I don't know, Mom. She said, well, you know, your uncle went to a great deal of trouble to leave it to you, you know. And even at that tender age of 12, I realized that dying could be construed as a great deal of trouble. This is one of the reasons I'm saving it for last, yes. You know. And so, okay, I got the Yellow Pages, and I looked at the drum shop. Saxophone lessons, Mr. Harvey LaRose. So I called the drum shop and I said, can I speak to the saxophone teacher, please? Mr. LaRose. And I, yes. I said, hello, Mr. LaRose. I made an appointment for a lesson. And Mr. LaRose says, you got it? And I said, yeah. I said, should I bring the saxophone? And I could hear this kind of thing at the a yawn of disgust. He said, oh, I got a live one here. He said, young man, it would be a good idea to bring the saxophone to you for a saxophone lesson.
That would be nice.
I didn't know. I had no idea. I thought you had to be anointed. I thought you had to learn to read music. I didn't know that you could just start playing it, you know.